Galatians chapter 4. But I say that as long as the heir is an infant, he is no different from a slave, even though he is the master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the day appointed by the Father. So also, when we were children, we were enslaved under the earthly principles of the law. But when the time came for the fulfillment of his purposes, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he could release by ransom those who were under the law, in order that we might receive the special placement in God's family as mature sons. And because you are sons, God sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, which is crying, Abba, Father. The result is that now you are no longer a slave to the law, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir of God. However, at that time, not knowing God, you submitted yourselves to the religious regulations of those gods that by nature are not gods at all. But now, knowing God, or rather being known by God, how is it that you turn back again to practice a weak and useless series of regulations to which you desire to be enslaved, as you were before? For example, you observe special religious days, months, seasons, and years. I am worried about you, if, in some way, I have labored among you in vain. I beg you, brethren, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You have never treated me badly. You remember that, because of infirmity of the flesh, I proclaimed the good news message to you the first time. You didn't despise or reject that which was an annoyance in my physical body, but you received me as a messenger of God, as if I were the Anointed One, Jesus himself. Where, then, did your joy go? For I testify that, if possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. So have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? They, the Judaizers, zealously seek you, but not for your benefit. Instead, they want to alienate you from your sole dependence on Jesus, so that you would be zealous for them. But it is good to be zealous for a good thing always, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, for whom I labor in birth pains, again until the Anointed One is fully formed in you, I wish I could be present with you now, and change my tone, for I am perplexed about you. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, don't you understand what the law says? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the maidservant and one by the free woman. However, the son by the maidservant was born through the efforts of the flesh, but the son of the free woman was born through the promise. These things contain an allegory. For these women represent two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for bondage to the law, which is Hagar. Now this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to the Jerusalem that now is, for she is in bondage to the law with her children. But the Jerusalem which is above is free, which is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, you barren one who has never given birth. Break out and shout, you who have never had birth pangs. For the children of the woman who is left alone are more than she who has a husband. Isaiah 54, verse 1. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But just as it was then, he who was born through the efforts of the flesh persecuted him who was fathered by the Spirit. It is the same way today. However, what does the Scripture say? Throw out the maidservant and her son, for the son of the maidservant will not inherit with the son of the free woman. Genesis 21:10. Therefore, brethren, we are not children of the maidservant, but of the free woman. This is the end of Galatians chapter 4. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.